You're listening to Classic Business with Michael Avery, brought to you by Altron, there when it matters.
Well, the Municipal Finance Management Act of number 56 of 2003 and the Public Finance Management Act, and this is the one of number 1 of 1999, required that the Chief Financial Officer be responsible for the effective financial management of the institution, including the exercise of sound budgeting and budgetary control practices, the operation of internal controls, and the timely production of financial reports. Joining us for this debate is Natasha Supel. She's the PSICA Project Director in the public sector. Natasha, thank you for joining us this evening. We have seen a range of municipalities not being able to meet their debt obligations through the year. Is the root cause of this a lack of skill when dealing with finances at municipal level?
Thank you for having me. I think there's a number of issues that leads to this, and one of it is the internal controls within the municipality and the debt that municipalities have.
Right. So you're saying that. So what you're saying is that skill is one area that is potentially lacking in these kind of situations. How does one fix this problem? Surely the lack of a minimum qualification is quite problematic up to this point.
It has been identified as a problematic area both by the Auditor General as well as I think the Minister of Finance, who then legislated the minimum competency levels for CFOs. That regulation was promulgated in 2007. It was then amended in 2018. And I think one of the reasons for having this legislation was to ensure that CFOs who are essential to the financial management of a municipality have the required skills. And those that are currently there are upskilled to get them to the required level.
So, Natasha, I mean, we can talk about what those qualifications look like and exactly what they, you know, exactly what is in that qualification set. But if I just look at the listing of, you know, across the different municipalities, I see there's only 36% of them that meet the criteria. That's alarmingly low.
Yes, I think if we look at the CFOs that were employed previously, prior to the regulations being implemented, they were employed at a different skill level. And once that regulation was implemented, it was the municipalities required to upskill those CFOs or to appoint CFOs who had the required competencies. Unfortunately, they were unable to do that, and they are currently in the process of doing that. But that process has been slow, I think due to a number of reasons, probably one of it being a lack of monitoring towards meeting the minimum competencies of the CFOs.
I mean, interesting enough, Gauteng, which is obviously the heartland for the South African economy, there's 11 different municipalities, 25 different CFOs, and the number of CFOs that meet these minimum requirements is only 3. That means it's a 12% rate. I mean, that's quite staggering for government. I mean, surely this has got a lot to do with the mismanagement inside municipalities and why we've seen some of them just, quite frankly, being put under administration.
I think just to put some context into the minimum competencies as well, in terms of the CFOs currently employed at the municipalities, a lot of them, although they may not have the required competency level, they are still having clean audits or unqualified audit opinions. But in other areas, you'll find that there's CFOs who do not meet the competency levels, but they still get adverse opinions. So this legislation was actually used to make sure that the playing field for all CFOs was the same. They have the same competency level, but also to ensure that those that don't have the qualification but are actually doing well can actually be upskilled. And I think Treasury has played an advocacy role in trying to do this, where they've obtained additional resources in terms of donor funding to assist municipalities to upskill their CFOs, as well as they have accredited training providers on their Treasury website to actually provide training to the CFOs.
Just to quickly take us through, what is that minimum qualification that is required?
Okay, so if you look at municipalities below 500 million, so they have an annual budget below 500 million, and these also include municipal entities. Municipal entities are part, basically reports to the municipalities. A CFO at working here should have a qualification at an NQS level 7, means an honors degree. So it's an NQS 7 or an equivalent. The same with municipalities with a budget over 500 million. There's additional work-related experience for municipalities with an annual budget below 500 million. They would require to have also minimum work-related experience of 5 years in middle management. And for a larger municipality, they would have to have 7 years at senior and middle management. But in addition to these, there's other modules that a CFO at a municipality requires. So if a CFO has an NQF level 7, they automatically don't qualify to meet the minimum competency level. They would have to do further modules, some of them being strategic leadership and management, strategic financial management, and there's a whole list of others before they can actually qualify to meet the minimum competency. And I think this is where the problem is, where CFOs are not actually getting to meet all the modules laid down in the regulation.
That was Natasha Supel. She's a PSICA project director for the public sector. This is Classic 1027.